Hi, you are listening to Record of Change. My name is An Huy Trun, and I am your host for this episode. Record of Change features the stories of individuals across the world about how the COVID-19 pandemic has shaped and affected their lives. We listen to our interviewees at several points in time as we want to know about how their lives are changing. I am speaking to you from Duisburg, Germany, where lockdown has been lasting for months, and even with stricter regulations, despite the ongoing vaccination campaign. In this episode, we talk once again to Quang Dat Nguyen, the aviation captain who is based in Ho Chi Minh City, the biggest city in Vietnam. We have listened to his story in Season 2, which was recorded in November 2020. Despite having more COVID-19 cases due to an outbreak at the beginning of 2021, Vietnam has still been keeping a good record in condemning the pandemic. People's daily life in the country still resume without big disruptions, and traveling for leisure purposes has even been on high demand. In this episode, Dat sheds light on how the Vietnamese aviation industry and its people have been adjusting to make it through the halt in international travels due to the current pandemic crisis. He also shares about how it is a good time now to travel for a lot of other people in Vietnam, a prospect that seems so contradict to what the rest of the world is facing. This episode was recorded on the 22nd of April 2021. Hello, Dat. Welcome back to Record of Change. It's very nice to have you again after a few months.
Thank you for having me back. It's very nice to be back here and to share a little bit more about life after a couple months.
Yeah. So the last time that we talked, it was in late 2020. And now it is April 2021 already. Could you update a little bit for us about what has been happening in the time between our talks?
Well, the pandemic is still going on.
Yeah, sadly.
Yes, unfortunately. And from the last talk that we had until now, in Vietnam, we have experienced, I would say, a very different perspective about the pandemic. Because I think as of November, when we last talked, all the outbreaks in Vietnam has been quite small. Mm. And I think we talked briefly about the one in Da Nang, which the outbreaks was in many hospitals in Da Nang. And we had another one, which was quite major around February, which is the worst month to actually have outbreaks. Because as an Asian country, we celebrate Lunar New Year. And if I remember correctly, the outbreak in Vietnam start around two or three weeks just before the Lunar New Year's festival. We have seen thousands of new cases, and it's been very challenging for aviation industry again, because we heavily rely on two occasions in the year. One is summer, and one is the Lunar New Year's to try to make a profit.
Right.
1 month before that, we were planning a lot of increasement in flights. Everyone was hoping that it's going to be a turning point in making a smaller loss, for example, for this year's. And when the outbreak happened, then we ended up canceling a lot of our flights. The only good thing that I can think about now is first time in years, many of our employees actually have Tet or Lunar New Year's off, because people had time to actually spend with their close family. So the country actually encouraged people to stay home more often, not traveling to visit friends and relatives. So we spent, I guess, quality time with our closest member of the families and actually had time off.
Hmm. As you said, I remember very vividly that the new outbreaks in Vietnam happened just very shortly before the Lunar New Year in Vietnam. It's called the Tet holiday. Mm. Yeah, I agree that it is very normal that a lot of Vietnamese travel to their hometowns or to different cities in order to celebrate their holiday with their families and friends. And then that happened. And then basically you yourself also got your personal plans changed due to the new outbreak during that time, right?
That's correct. I was planned to do more work, to fly more, but I ended up having more day off, more time off than normal. Which, again, it's not a terrible thing for aviation employee.
Do you mean that because normally for aviation employees, you have a lot of work to do, or like the workload is so heavy?
Yeah, that would be the busiest time of the year for us. So it was quiet. People get to spend time at home. But anyway, 2 months has passed since the end of the outbreak. And we see very positive trend again amongst domestic travelers. We have seen the significant increase in demand of air travel. I guess everyone got fed up of staying at home for too long. And I think they spent a lot of time during weekend to travel. And the Ho Chi Minh City airport has received a lot of complaints about over capacity in the last couple of weeks during weekend. People ended up missed their flight because they couldn't get through the security checkpoint on time. So again, I think the last outbreak again brought something positive to the society, which is we once again see how efficient the government controlled the pandemic. And seeing a big outbreak happened and then was controlled within weeks or less than a month time, help us to believe that, okay, we can now actually live with the pandemic. Like, it's moving from we are so afraid of the pandemic. Now I think we really move to the new normal that we talk a lot about.
Yeah, so talking about living with the pandemic, how do you see the aviation industry in Vietnam coping with the situations now that we have been living with the pandemic for more than 1 year? Do you see any changes in how the industry coping with the situation?
Yes, we have been living with the pandemic for a year. We have learned a lot of lessons, valuable lessons from the last year. And moving forward, I think we are not at the stage of being confident to say that we can comfortable living with the pandemic. But we are trying to find a way to survive through, which is depending a little bit more on local travel, local market. Also, we will start seeing more borders opens to the country that can control the pandemic. For example, we saw last week the announcement of Australia and New Zealand, they opened the border to each other without any quarantine. So hopefully in the very near future, we can see that happening with Vietnam and other countries like Taiwan or some country in Asia. And also, I heard good news 2 days ago. Some province of Vietnam, they request to have a trial on allowing international travelers to go into the country, and they will stay within the confined area, maybe a resort or something, without going out to the communities. But that, again, allows opportunities for tourism industry and aviation industry to regain some of their incomes or the passengers.
Do you think that many aviation companies in Vietnam try to compensate for the loss in revenues taken from international travels by increasing the numbers of domestic flights? Is that the case?
I think domestic market had recovered to close to the number that we had before the pandemic. However, though, because everyone's putting a lot of flights into the domestic market, that's somehow oversaturated it. And then the cost of flying is very low. So it's a good thing maybe for the passengers, for the customers, because they now can travel and they can enjoy the service with a lot cheaper price than before.
And does that affect your workload in comparison to the previous time?
Yes and no. Me and my colleagues, we still fly less than before. Maybe just we recover to about 60% of number of hours that we normally do before the pandemic, 50-60%. So the income is still lower, a lot lower than before. The workload-wise, it's still a little bit relaxed, and hopefully we get a little bit busier over the next couple months when the borders start opening.
Your work used to be very, very busy. And then over a year of adapting to the new situation, have you been able to adjust yourself to the new work style? Like, was it a strange feeling for you to have less work to do than before?
Actually, I'm still quite busy because last year I took another role in the training department of the airlines. So for myself now, it's not only flying aircraft. So for me, it's very different, but it's not less work.
I remember that last time we talked, you told me about you were anticipating a new role. Is that the new role that you have just mentioned now?
Yes. So I believe last time, November. Yes. So from there to now, I have started working in the office a little bit more. So I guess somehow, thanks to the pandemic, in a way, the promotion was pushed forward. So I think for myself, I actually was a bit more fortunate than a lot of other people, especially the pilots who are not in Vietnam now. A lot of airlines had gone bankrupt and they lost their jobs. So for pilots in Vietnam in general, and for myself, I believe we have been extremely lucky.
Hmm. And does the new role involve having more training on new protocols because of COVID? Or is there any new protocol in your daily work, both as an aviation captain and a trainer, regarding the pandemic situation?
For the normal pilot now, we have now faced the fact that occasionally we have to do repatriation flight. So I think in November, we briefly talked about that. When you gone overseas, you flew back, you would go under the quarantine, right? At that time, I believe there was only 5 days in a quarantine facility. Now, however, the pilot who go to overseas and back will have to stay in a room for 14 days.
So it's basically no exceptions for pilots in comparison to other...
No exception. And you cannot leave the room. So that would be you inside a small space for a long period of time. And that is very challenging. And we see that a lot now, which is that part of how the airlines surviving. They're trying to make money with restricted travel policies now. So it's very necessary for all airlines in Vietnam to have that kind of operation. For us, in the training point of view, not so much has changed. But for airlines managers, they will have to see how it would affect like mental health of the employees, for example, and how financially should they be supported during the very different kind of operation or a very different kind of the work that they have used to. Hopefully, that only lasts a couple months more when we see more vaccine being available in the country. And hopefully with the vaccines, we will see less numbers of days they have to spend in the quarantine. And also more people would start traveling around Vietnam and Asia.
Talking about vaccinations, do you have any information on how the vaccinations is going to be rolled out in Vietnam? And would you be on a higher priority to be vaccinated as a pilot?
I think Vietnam announced they want to have 90 million dose of vaccine for 2021. That would be enough for 45 million people, so half of the population. I think for us working in aviation industry, we are on the, I wouldn't say the top priority, but we were originally expected to be vaccinated by third quarter of the year. That was the plan that the government announced. At the moment, I think it's still under the pressure of trying to vaccinate all the medical hospital staff and people who are facing more risks than us.
Right. I think right now, the numbers of people who are vaccinated in Vietnam is still relatively low in comparison to other places. But Vietnam is facing a much better situation in comparison to other places with bigger outbreaks as well. So I would say even though the vaccination plan has not been going as quick as many people has expected, it is still not as under as much of a pressure as in other places.
Yeah, I agree with that, but still hope that the vaccination procedures, let's say that's as planned as the government planned. Because, I mean, if one person get vaccinated, right, they still be able to carry the virus and transmit to other people. That is the thing that Vietnam is going to face very soon. When we start allowing people who was vaccinated enter the country and somehow they still had a virus. So the country will be a lot vulnerable when it opens again. But again, I think the people in Vietnam, they have a lot of faith in the government in dealing with this pandemic. So hopefully we will see all the situation that we mentioned will be somehow under control when we start opening the border.
Yeah, well, finger crossed. And with that, I want to ask you about your perspectives on international travel as a whole. You have just mentioned that for pilots in Vietnam, you are a little bit more in a better position in comparison to pilots in other countries. And although the aviation industry in Vietnam did suffer, they are recovering. And they are showing signs of good recovery indeed with the domestic market. But for the international travel, what perspective do you have on that?
What I would believe is once people start to get vaccinated, then you'll see a boom in international travels because people have been locked out, under lockdown, can't travel for too many months or even more than a year now. And people have the need to go travel, to see other people, to see friends, families who live overseas. So I think all the airlines now will have to start thinking about how they will position themselves when that happens. Because we will start seeing shortage of pilots, of planes, of slots into airports very soon when the vaccination starts to be popular. That will be the major change, hopefully, for the from now till the end of 2021 and early 2022. I think airlines like in here in Vietnam Airlines will already start planning for the direct flight to the United States, to the US. The thing that they was planning for a long time, but it didn't happen. But now they saw the huge market which is available once people in the US got vaccinated. So again, I think the most, and I hope the most challenging period of this pandemic has passed. And from now on, not only in Vietnam and all other countries in the world, we will start seeing recover. And I believe that will be a very major, fast recovers, especially in aviation or tourism industry.
Yeah, I hope so too, since I have been waiting for the possibility to fly back to Vietnam for months now. But still, I have no idea when would I be able to do that because, I mean, there are so many good things with the repatriation flights. But I have a problem with how they are managed because normally you don't have that many choices in comparison to normal commercial flights. The numbers of repatriation flights is significantly fewer. And as passengers, you are just given the choice of whether you take it or not. You don't have like other comparisons. Okay, whether I take this flight from this company or I take this flight on another date, we don't have that choice anymore. I just really hope that some of the commercial flights could be soon possible so that passengers like us or like me myself have more options when it comes to flying elsewhere. You mentioned last year that because of the pandemic, there were some changes in your saving behaviors or your financial spending behavior. And you regarded that as something that is a little bit more positive than other things that came out of the pandemic situation. Apart from that positive side, is there any other positive changes in your life during this 1 year of living with the pandemic?
As pilots now, we now learn the importance of having the second income, right? A lot of friends of mine or colleagues, they have to find another way to earn money. So some people invest in stock market, some other people invest in, I don't know, Bitcoins, for example, or real estate, or many other things. Some people try to do MBA in this period because they have a lot more time and they see how vulnerable everything can be, right? We have lived 10, 20 years with no recession in aviation industry in Asia. And suddenly this happened and we learned the hard way that maybe one day it would happen again. So if that happened again, then we better have options, right? So again, the same as having a better financial habit or plan, I guess people will come out of this pandemic being more responsible, being more mature, and overall, that can actually be a very good thing that it happened. So
that was a very, very good point that you made about how in the past 10 or 20 years, the aviation industry in Asia has not been in such a big crisis, and then people have basically rarely associate of aviation industry with being vulnerable or being precarious. And I still remember that so many people in Vietnam have the stereotype that pilots can earn a lot of money. But also, as you said, through this, even pilots, like many of your colleagues, also have to learn to have another side income. Do you also have to think of a second source of income to support yourself financially?
For me, it's actually still manageable financially because I had some saving before, and luckily for the past couple of months, I didn't have to use my saving. But yeah, I'm trying here and there to earn money if I can. I do invest some money, some saving in the stock market, and because a lot of people do that at the same time, the stock market have seen in Vietnam has performed the best in the last couple of years because I don't know, yeah, the bank interest was too low and people just everyone just put money in the stock market. So anyway, yeah, and I thought about doing a further education, or what's the word, maybe I had a bachelor's degree. I don't know. Maybe I'll continue to study if I have time. At the moment, I'm not having that much tough time off. But if it happens in the future, yeah, I'll try to study something else. Or if not about going to school and have a course, and maybe just reading a book about some other industry to have some knowledge. Maybe it will be valuable someday.
And as I also know, and many of our listeners also have found out that you are also very well-liked travel bloggers as well. And does that side hobbies plus jobs of you got all affected negatively or positively during this time?
It's limited my options, right, to travel. So limited the subject. So people will have to just, or other bloggers, like they will have to think about how they they would deliver a same play, a same content differently, right? So you might go to the same place, but you might go to the same city, but you might go to the place that a little bit different than you would normally do, or some new point of interest, for example. Before the pandemic, I never really considered that job being a source of income. But in 2020, yes, it helped me a bit in trying to maintain my life when the salary of being a pilot was quite low. So in 2021, I thought, yeah, I can actually make a living out of it. I try when I can. But
Why not?
Right? It's, as you said, it's a hobby, but it brings you some sort of income. So yeah, so this year, if I have a chance to travel, then I will, and take the blogger job a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, I think many people have been talking about how basically with the restriction on travel all over the world now, it's like such a bad time for all of the travel bloggers. But yeah, as you also have mentioned, you have to really think of a good content on maybe not so new destinations or a very popular destination already, and then you have to provide a new point of view. But I think the possibility to be able to travel even just within Vietnam is also in a much better conditions to other places, right?
Yeah, we're still quite a large country with many cultures or landscapes. So even though you for myself, there are still places in Vietnam that I haven't traveled to. So if I have time, I would pick a place, hopefully, that I haven't traveled to, and then and do it. And there's actually a big thing for Vietnamese to travel Vietnam, because before the pandemic, being so centrally located in Asia, it makes traveling to other countries so easy and cheap. So people, when they're on long holiday vacation, they hardly, well, people in living in Hanoi or Ho Chi Minh City, big cities, like they normally think about which country should I go to this year. And now they actually spend more money in domestic travel. And you see that that change in, for example, there's a lot of five-star, six-star resorts in the country, right? They're normally targeting not local travelers, like people from overseas. But now you see that they have to change the mentality a lot in how potential a local or domestic market is. And it actually makes you less vulnerable to have that option to welcome local travelers. So is it a good thing for people in Vietnam? Yes. They get to experience very high quality services, hotels, resorts with cheaper price, cheaper air ticket, right? And they don't have to travel far. So I think overall, it brings a lot of good thing to normal people. If you have money now, it is the best time to travel domestic because it's so cheap.
The last questions for today is about your future plans. I mean, both of the jobs now are you having are basically tied to the travel industry. Do you have any future plans for any further trajectories with travel or travel-related subjects? Or what would be your future plans in general?
My future plan is because I expect to see a lot of changes in the next 6 months, consider the borders start opening. So we'll see the return of a lot of our colleagues who stuck overseas, and that allow us to expand our operation more than what we have now. We're still not having to use all of the planes that we had. So hopefully in the next couple of months, we can have the demand, enough demand to start using all of the fleet. And that will need more pilots. And hopefully we can bring other people from overseas back in. Or we hopefully we have more training capacity for the new pilots as well, because they're new pilots who finished their training, be back to Vietnam in 2020 and couldn't start because there was no slot or no flights to train them. So If you ask me if I see change, yes, I see changes in the near future, and most of them are positive changes. So as you said, finger crossed for the vaccination program, and finger crossed for the borders to be open soon.
Yeah, I do really hope the same thing. Thank you for taking the time for this episode of Record of Change.
Thank you for having me, and I wish yourself and people who is listening to this program now all the luck, and hopefully we stay healthy and in a good condition until we see each other again.
Finger crossed. This was episode 4 of our fourth season with Quang Đạt Nguyễn in Ho Chi Minh City. We hope you enjoy listening to it. Stay tuned for the next episode, in which we will catch up with Aaron, a stand-up comedian in London. You can listen to past episodes from the series by following us on your favorite podcast app. If you like what you hear, please leave a review and subscribe to our feed, or share the podcast with your network. If you would like to support independent podcasts like Record of Change, please consider becoming one of our Patreon supporters. You will receive early access to new episodes, bonus content like behind-the-scenes insights from the Record of Change team, and the opportunity to pitch questions to our interviewees, alongside helping us to make more shows. Even the smallest level of support could be a great boost as we strive to document the impact of COVID-19 on communities around the world. This podcast is implemented with and by members of the Bosch Alumni Network, a community that brings together former and current fellows of the Robert Bosch Stiftung and its partners.